Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies. Based in Frosses, Print Supplies has 21 years experience delivering managed print solutions that save you time and money. With remote monitoring and local hands-on support, they take the hassle out of printers and photocopiers. Email sales@printsupplies.ie to find out more.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of Business Matters with me, Chris Ashmore, here on Highland Radio. Coming up, I'll be speaking with Dermot Doherty, the founder of Print Supplies, which is based in Frosses. But first, just to let you know that applications are now open for the Food Academy program, which is promoted through the local enterprise office and supported by SuperValue. Many individuals from Donegal have partaken in this course and numerous businesses have emerged from it and thrived. With a strong track record of supporting food businesses, this program helps early to mid-stage producers to grow and succeed. The deadline for applications is Friday, April the 3rd, so if you are interested, do contact the local enterprise office in Letterkenny for more details. Well, managing printing for your business or organization shouldn't be overly time-consuming and even a nuisance. And it doesn't need to be complicated. And that is where one Donegal company is making a real name for itself. Print Supplies, based in Frosses, provides solutions that save you time and money when it comes to managing your printing. I've been speaking with Dermot Doherty, the owner and founder, who is my special guest this week. And to find out more, I visited him in his office earlier this week. Dermot, great to chat to you. Before we talk about maybe the business as it is today, let's just rewind to the very start. And how did this effectively all begin? How did you go out on your own?
So I had at the time several sales jobs. I was used being on the road. I just wanted a challenge myself to set up a business, to do what I was doing every day of the week, but to do it for myself. And I was looking at different options. I just wanted something I could do on the road where I didn't have to have a premises, where I didn't have to have staff. So something that I could operate as a one-man band was that was the goal at the time. So through a bit of research, I found this company, LaserTech, in the UK. So I took a franchise from them. So I literally went on the road selling printer cartridges. So like a mobile shop for printer cartridges was essentially what it was. So I pulled into a business or a hotel, something like that. I had a look at what they needed. I went out to the van and I brought it all in and I sent them the bill. That was the start of it all.
And this was in the day when the fax machine reigned supreme.
Absolutely, yes. 21 years ago, fax machines were the big technology at the time. It was brand new for a lot of businesses, but they were amazed at what this technology could do. It's hard to believe how far it's come since then. But one of the biggest things we sold were cartridges for fax machines. Most offices would have had a basic photocopier of some sort as well. But way before there was many printers being sold, we were selling lots of fax machines.
So then how did it sort of begin to develop purely away from the cartridges and offering a little bit more?
To be fair, it went pretty well for a couple of years, but it was around the time that people were starting to do their shopping online. So people could go on their computer and order their ink cartridges online and they were delivered to their office next day. So me being out on the road in a van wasn't really bringing anything extra to it. And we could see that was sort of dwindling. So we needed to look for new ways to hold on to retain our customers. So we actually started physically selling the machines, the hardware. So the printers, the photocopiers and the fax machines. Initially, fax machines were the big thing at the time.
Now, tell us about the actual types of cartridges. There was laser, there was ones that had powder in them and you gave them a shake. Explain to us sort of the different types and how they've maybe changed.
Well, there's basically two different types. There's ink cartridges, which have liquid ink in them. And then, as you mentioned, a laser cartridge, which has toner, which is basically powder inside it. The main difference is the powder doesn't dry up, whereas in a warm office, the ink, even though you're not printing a lot, is drying up, or in a home office, it dries out, whereas the other ones don't do that. Obviously, the more you spend on the machine, the higher capacity cartridges go into it, the longer they last. The business has evolved completely since that, where now we actually don't sell the cartridges at all. It's all done on a managed print service, so you pay so much per month, and we supply the machine, we supply the cartridges, we supply the repairs, the servicing, all of that. So, in effect, we don't really sell anything anymore. We provide a service.
Now, going back to those early days, based in Frosses, your first customers, I take it a lot of it was local people and maybe people that you knew directly or indirectly.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would have known a lot of people from my other sales jobs. I suppose at the time, the hotels, the car industry, the car garages, people like that were all using quite a lot of printers and ink. So that's where we started. I suppose next to that, we had solicitors and accountants and those type of companies where you were focusing on the businesses that were printing a lot. And bit by bit, it's grown, and thankfully some of those customers from 21 years ago are still with us today.
Now, you mentioned there about your sales experience. I mean, would you have always classed yourself as being a salesman?
Not necessarily, no. I had a few sales rep jobs, I suppose. I gradually got into it, but I just had developed a knack for it. I liked the idea of not being office-based at the time, to be out on the road, and that's the way it worked. I was on the road early in the morning, done all my deliveries, and then back to the office in the afternoon, and I spent the next few hours doing paperwork and admin, ready for the next day again.
And in those initial years, and you're building up the business, how much was it a case of small firms, or were you targeting or tendering to get those bigger contracts as well?
No, all small businesses. Even at this stage, we don't get any tender business as such. Our main focus is still on SME customers. They are the backbone of what we do. Their business is the same size as ourselves, you know, 6-10 staff, stuff like that. Of course, we have some of the bigger hotels and those type of things now. But no, it's all generally done the hard way. We have a rep now on the road who is out looking for new business all the time. So that's always been the way we gain new customers.
So you started off back 2005, and that was just really as the Celtic Tiger was beginning to roar very loud. Some will argue some parts of the country got it more than others. But nevertheless, I'm sure for you, I mean, it was a time there was a lot of money out there circulating. So to be in business in a relatively new business, it was a good time.
Oh, it was a good time, yeah. And there was lots of new businesses opening. Everything was very positive. But then things were changing really quickly as well. And like I said, the biggest change for my business was the online shopping. That was the biggest effect. Just convenience is what people wanted. Yeah. We knew we had to do something. We wouldn't have survived. We were delivering everything. I was delivering it in a van, whereas the online companies were just sending it out by courier. It was just a different service. We had to add value to what we were doing. That's why we looked at selling the hardware. And bit by bit, then it just developed into repairing the machines and providing a full service.
Many people will remember, you know, there were shops all over the county as well that would have sold ink cartridges, and it was quite common to go and buy it physically, and that's more or less disappeared.
Oh, within a short time after me starting, there would have been about 3, possibly 4 shops in Donegal where you could go in and refill your cartridges, stuff like that. None of that really was that successful when you wanted. If you wanted a quality product that was guaranteed to work, they all fell by the wayside. There are still companies online doing that, but we believe if you buy the genuine product, it's the service that we provide, it's the backup that we provide that keeps us in business. It takes away the responsibility from the company. For example, in a big hotel, you might have one person who was charged with having a backup supply of all the cartridges for maybe 10, 15 printers throughout the premises. we took that responsibility away from them, where the products, the supplies go out automatically to them now. They have the person's name or the department on the cartridge when it goes in the door. It just solves a problem.
So Dermot, after the crash in 2009, 2010, 2011, and many businesses got it tough, so you'd had a great period of growth in the early days. So then I suspect there was a period of adjustment, and no doubt, like everybody, you had to work very hard.
Oh, absolutely. At that stage, I was, I suppose, really glad it had stayed as a one-man operation. We were fit to weather the storm. Things were quiet, but we just kept plugging away. But in the back of my mind all the time, I knew I had to change the setup of the business. We had to do something more. And it was, we had started selling the machines, the printers, but it wasn't bringing in enough. So when I looked into the idea of managed print, that was the big eureka moment. That was the thing I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is the way it's going to be. And from that day on, we just grew after that. It just got to the stage where one person couldn't do it all to provide the service that we were offering people. So I added one staff member, and then it just went on from there, you know.
Now, just on this whole area of managing print, and in effect, you're kind of a one-stop shop for people, and you're saving them time and money as well. So if you're going into a business and somebody maybe has got their printers and they've just done it the old way, just explain what your actual service is and what how it can simplify things for them.
So basically, we do what's called a print audit. So we go in and we see how much they print, how much black and white, how much colour, what machines they have throughout the place, and we come up with a plan to simplify it, and we just put it on a fixed price per month for their needs, and we take control then of sending out the supplies. If an engineer needs to go out to do something, all of that is taken care of on a fixed amount. So budgeting wise, it's very, very good. They know exactly where they stand, but it's the workload that it frees up someone who had the job of keeping supplies for all of these different machines. One of the simple things is, in a colour printer, there's four separate cartridges, and if any one of those is empty, the printer won't print. And that, the cartridges arrive on site with the customer before they actually know that they actually need them. That's the way it works.
And just explain to us how technology has really come forward so much. Years ago, people might have looked at the printer, they might have checked, there might have been a gauge on it as to the cartridge if it was nearly over. But now with technology, I suppose you could call it, like, there's a built-in alert system, and that helps with the whole process of ordering new cartridges.
Yeah, all the modern devices have their own way of alerting us. So it alerts us when there's a part or a product needed. But as well as that, we have our own in-house monitoring system. So at any point, we can look in, literally look inside a machine. We can tell you how much paper is in it. We can tell you the levels of all the supplies. We can tell you if there's any error messages, if there's any servicing due in the next while. We have all that information here so that we can be preventative, that you don't have downtime.
So if I'm, for example, a hotel owner, I no longer have that worry of, oh, the ink has suddenly run out the day before I have a conference and, you know, all hell breaks loose. Now I have the security that knowing it's all going to be monitored and I'm never going to run out of ink, and it's not just ink, yeah, it's other things as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Yeah. For a hotel, one of the big questions always was, oh, what happens if we run out over the weekend? Because in the past, they had to go to the local stationery shop or wherever to get a cartridge. We take care of that. We can send out the cartridges well in advance of them even knowing that it's going to be needed. It works really well, and it's just peace of mind. They know that they won't, no point having a big expensive photocopier and it runs out of supplies and you can't do anything.
Now Dermot, by way of example, we're here in your office, you have a number of screens in front of you, and for the people that are customers of yours, this is where the whole managed print service comes in. You can actually go into the business, look at their printers, look at their ink levels. So tell me what we can see here on the screen.
So here at the moment, we're looking at a customer with two separate machines, and they're just labelled. One is upstairs, one is downstairs. So I can go in here now to the downstairs machine, and I can see we have had the latest readings from it just a short while ago, and I can tell you the levels of all the supplies in it. I can tell you the date when the next supplies will need to be sent out. I can actually tell you on them that we have sent out supplies already and they haven't been opened yet. It'll actually tell me when the actual supply has been fitted in the machine. All of this just gives the customer peace of mind. I suppose on that screen, we're just showing you the basic information, but we can actually expand that to show the level of paper in the machine, how many cassettes of paper are full, all that type of information. The customer generally doesn't need to know all of that, but what they do need to know is that we have control of it, that everything is in hand and the supplies are going to arrive on time before the customer actually knows they need them.
And as we've mentioned, you know, the bottom line is here, you're taking away that whole worry from them. You're taking the responsibility away of somebody having to rush out at short notice, get extra supplies. This has all been done. And indeed, this has all been done when we're all asleep as well, because the technology is there. It's 24/7.
Oh, absolutely. The machines are always monitored. And again, when we come in the morning, we have an inbox full of messages saying this machine needs this supply or this machine needs this part. It's all in hand and we can control everything from here.
And does the customer have to have, I take it they have to have broadband?
Everything works around broadband. We're very, very lucky here in Frosses that we have 1,000 meg broadband. But with all the modern machines now, the first thing we need is a broadband connection. All of the business machines, you have to have it. The whole thing doesn't work without it.
So thankfully, I mean, there's only tiny pockets left now that don't have it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Sometimes it can be an issue getting a connection in a certain part of a building or something like that, but we can work around all of those things and we can set it up with Wi-Fi or something if needs be, but no, broadband. But again, the vast majority of businesses have access to broadband at this stage.
Technology is always evolving. So for you, how do you keep pace with all the latest developments? Because no doubt there's new things coming on stream all the time.
Absolutely. We've got on board with a couple of great manufacturers. One of our guys is going to Dublin tomorrow for a training session. It always keeps changing. I'm lucky. I have two other guys now who look after the IT side of it. So they are staying ahead. It's changing all the time. It's changing all the time. The one big thing that has sort of reversed slightly is that the amount of printing is on the increase again. When I started 20 years ago, lots of people told me I was mad that they were going paperless and all of that. Particularly now, since COVID, the levels of printing within most industries is increasing. If we looked at our top 20 customers, the printing that they're doing is increasing month on month. People are weary of cyber attacks and all of that. They do print the important documents again. It's just the way it's gone.
We'll be hearing more from Dermot Doherty shortly. Just before we go for a break, I just want to let you know that Intertrade Ireland has announced details of the Seed Corn Investor Readiness Competition. Applications are now being accepted, offering early stage businesses the opportunity to become investor ready and compete for a share of an €800,000 prize fund with no equity required. The competition is open to startups and early stage ventures across the country. Join us again in a couple of moments.
Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Principalize Frosses. With 21 years in business, Principalize provides managed print solutions with local support and remote ink monitoring, saving your business time and money. Principalize, your local printer and photocopier company.
Welcome back. My guest this evening is Dermot Doherty of Principalize in Frosses. From a one-man startup, he has developed a thriving business, now employing six people. The others being Mark McHugh, Business Development Manager, Evan Boner, Service Engineer, Joe Burke, IT Support, Eileen Maguire, Accounts Manager, and Martina Ryan, Office Manager. Coming up, we'll hear about the evolving nature of the business, networking, the challenges, and the scope for further growth. And tell me, in amongst your businesses, I take it word of mouth is so important for you getting business, because people will mention you and referrals and testimonials.
Yeah, and Well, that's great, but one of the big things is that we're local, and that really does stand to us. We are the only company based in County Donegal doing what we do. Our big competitors are Dublin-based, but again, if you're standing at a photocopier and it's telling you there's a piece of paper jammed in it, you just want to get someone on the phone who can talk you through what to do. What we're doing isn't rocket science. Some of the big companies, you know, their technical support in that is in places like India. And when you're stuck and you really need to get something printed, you just want our numbers on the front of every machine. When the phone rings here in Frosses, somebody will be on the end of the phone that will be fit to talk you through what to do.
And is your business entirely Donegal, or are you across the border or into Sligo or Leitrim or anywhere else?
The 90% of our business is in Donegal, but again, because we have got on board with a couple of big manufacturers, we now have the facility to move out nationwide, and we have machines now in Dublin and Wexford and Cork, all over the place, but primarily it is Donegal. It's all about giving a local service.
So in terms of employees at the moment, how many are involved?
We're 6 here full time at the minute, which in a wee place like Frosses is, it's a big asset to the wee village, you know.
So tell me a little bit about the office here in Frosses. What actually is happening here?
So in the office here, we have Martina downstairs, who is taking all the phone calls and diverting them to whoever needs to deal with it. We have Joe out the back, who is looking after the monitoring system. So he's keeping an eye on all the devices that we have out in the field, so to speak. There's around 1,000 devices out there at the minute. Evan, our engineer, is actually up in his own at the moment. We also have Eileen downstairs, who's looking after our accounts, and Mark is out on the road bringing in new business. The premises here, when I decided I wanted to move it away from the house, we were looking for a suitable premises, and I was looking at Letterkenny and I was looking at Donegal Town, and one day I just was driving past here and this building was actually pretty much derelict. It had been lying empty for years. There was actually a tree growing out of the roof. So we spoke to the people, and initially we rented just the showroom downstairs, and then we rented the store out the back, and then we rented the whole building. And we were lucky enough then, about 7 or 8 years ago, to be in a position to buy the whole place. So we have basically converted it now to suit our needs at the minute, so we can handle everything in-house. We have extra storage in that out the back to give us a bit more capacity for the future as well. So it suits our business. Very, very glad that I did open the business here. Being on Letterkenny Main Street, or, you know, somewhere like that, wouldn't really bring in extra footfall. It wouldn't. We're providing a service. Everything we do is done out on site. So our location doesn't really matter.
During the premises here, there's a big family connection.
Well, absolutely, yeah. The whole business here, the whole premises, was actually built by my grandfather, Bernard Kelly. It started in the late 1920s, and the house part of it was finished in the early 30s. So, yeah, there's always been a connection with it. As I say, it was all basically derelict when we took it over, but I think he would be happy enough to see a business still operating from here. At one time, he had a pub, a shop, an undertaker, a guest house, farmer, all of that happening here. He also had 18 kids, so it always was a busy, busy place. So, yeah, it's great to bring a bit of life back into it.
And no doubt it gives you great personal satisfaction to be employing people in your own area.
Oh, absolutely. It's great to see. For a little village, I mean, there was no traffic, there was no cars parked here during the day. Yeah, absolutely. It brings a bit of life back to this end of the village, definitely.
And as you touched on there, you know, this shows that in a rural area that there can be employment. You don't have to be in the big towns, because a lot of your business is because of the online factor as well, and you have that ability here.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, being in a big town wouldn't have been any, we probably would have diversified maybe into other products or anything, but our business literally could operate behind closed doors, so to speak. It actually turns out the premises that we have now used to be an electrical shop years ago, so that's why it's set up as a shop. But, you know, we don't have that much footfall walking in the door to buy our service. It's all about having a base and having the facilities to do what we do.
If I approach you and I'm looking at a new business and I'm opening up, you're going to supply me with the printer. Don't need a fax anymore. What else comes along with that? I mean, there's other accessories.
Along with the printer, the next biggest thing that's needed in an office is a scanner. Lots of people still talk about going paperless, and to go paperless, the first thing you need is a really good scanner. Most of the devices that we're supplying are multifunction, so it's printer, scanner, photocopier, all in one. But yeah, no business today can operate without a printer and a scanner.
Do people generally buy them up front, or are they leasing them, or is it a sort of a package over a period of time?
Very, very few people actually buy the printers anymore. It's just not an economical way to do it. There's a figure out there that whatever you spend on a printer, that you're going to spend around 6 times that cost on supplies for it over the lifetime. Again, it might be a bit of an age thing, but the younger generation now don't ask how much is it. They ask how much per month is it. And that's what the way we operate. Everything we do, we actually done a little survey on the last 50 photocopiers that we supplied. Two of them were bought, 48 of them were leased. That's the way it's gone.
And the technology for the printers and the photocopiers, when you look back at the early models that you had, and also a lot of technology gets cheaper in time as well, just how big have the changes been?
The changes are huge. So a photocopier is basically a photocopier, but it's having it connected to all the computers in the office. The reason a lot of people are leasing the photocopiers now is that the computers are changing so quickly. These things all run on 5-year cycles, but if you have a photocopier that's 7 or 8 years old and you update your computers, the chances are the computers will not talk to a 7 or 8 year old photocopier. So if you keep your lease renewed, you keep the machinery fresh, everything stays up to date. That's just the way it goes.
And how many suppliers are you dealing with? You sort of concentrate on a small number.
Well, we're main agents for both Toshiba photocopiers and Brother printers, but we deal with in and around 20 suppliers overall with different parts of the business.
And tell me, as you go forward, would you have any particular plans? Like, how big can the business grow?
Oh, the business can grow. Our aim, I suppose, up until now has been to be the best in County Donegal. But obviously, in the last while, we have started looking outside of Donegal. There are openings there in Northern Ireland. And obviously, so much of the business in Ireland is in Dublin. It's quite a hard place to get a foothold in. But bit by bit, we are getting more and more customers on board in Dublin. From that end of it, it would actually be easier for us to be adding new customers in Dublin because support-wise, there's more staff available in Dublin. To get staff here who have previous experience in the same industry is impossible. Whereas in Dublin, you can actually get engineers, you can get IT people who have experience with the products that we're selling. So going forward, that's probably where we're going to be at.
When you look at your own business and when you look back to when it started, did you see it developing more or less the way you thought it would, or have things taken a different twist or turn?
It's just taken quite a few twists and turns. Initially, the plan was never about building a big business. The plan was to create a job for myself that I was doing being self-employed. That was the whole plan, to be able to do it from home without employing staff, without getting a premises. That was the goal day one. I achieved that within a short time. I had a good enough business going. Within 6 months, we had a decent business. It was paying the mortgage, all of that. Bit by bit, then it started to slow down. So then it was a necessity to change. You couldn't just stay doing, you know, it wouldn't be here now. But it's like everything, you have to keep changing. Because of what we're doing, the technology changes so much. What we do on a day-to-day basis now is so different from what I done 20 years ago.
As a small business in a small village, what do you see as sort of the biggest challenges for people like yourself, people who are maybe employing just a small number of people? Because We're always hearing about how difficult the business climate is. Even when things are going well, there's always challenges out there. But what are the biggest obstacles for you at the moment?
The biggest obstacle most businesses have at present is staff. There's so many of our young people in Australia and in Canada. Every business you talk to is looking for staff. They always have jobs available. There are so many jobs out there that people can leave a job and start a new job next Monday morning. That's staff retention and keeping staff is a big one. Obviously, the cost of everything has gone through the roof. You know, even at the minute with the diesel, when you have a couple of vans on the road, it soon adds up, you know. The new pension thing that came in January is another. Again, it's a big bill every month that we didn't have before. The supports that are there don't really suit particularly a business like this. You know, when you speak to the authorities about supports like that, if you're not manufacturing something, if you're not exporting, there's not a lot of support there. It would be great if something could be done, particularly in a rural village, if there was an incentive to where I opened up a derelict building. You know, if you were getting some support on your rates bill or something, would be great. You know, at the end of the day, in a wee village like Frosses, I don't know when the last time someone created six jobs and it was, you know.
And in a county like Donegal, it's so, so important to have that employment at a local level. So there are challenges out there, but are you fairly upbeat about the future?
Oh, absolutely. This business will continue to grow. There's a market out there for the products, for the service that we're doing. We have to keep working at it. We have to keep fighting our corner. There's still a lot of people in County Donegal who never heard of Print Supplies. Okay, that's maybe being based in a little village is part of that, but there's a lot of people that use a service similar to ours and don't know there's a company in Donegal that can provide a better service.
Tell me a little bit about networking, because I take it in the business such as yours, if you're getting out and about and you're meeting people, that's a way of opening up new doors.
Absolutely. A lot of networking events that we attend. We are a member of the Chamber of Commerce in Letterkenny, and some of us try to attend as many of those as possible. Again, it's all about meeting people, explaining to them what you do. We have people who drive past here who don't know what this business, what actually goes on behind the scenes. Yeah, it's all about meeting present customers. They'll always tell you, oh, there's so-and-so I was talking to. You should talk to them. You can really help them out. That's what it's about.
Away from the pressures of day-to-day business, you have a number of hobbies and you can switch off, I take it?
Oh, absolutely. My switching off is getting on two wheels, getting on a motorbike and getting away from the computer is the big thing. Just all you want is peace. You have a helmet on. Nobody knows who you are. You just, on Saturday morning, I actually went to Burtonport and back. Yeah, that's my switch off. That's what I like to do.
We hear a lot about this work-life balance, and it is so important, and we're blessed to be in a county like Donegal where when you switch off, there are a lot of opportunities out there to unwind.
Absolutely. Donegal's a great place for that. I suppose, going back to when I started the business, one of the things I really wanted was a 9-to-5 job. Prior to that, I had, I worked in pubs and stuff like that, and the long hours and working weekends, and that was one thing I was absolutely definite about. I wanted a 9-to-5 job. When 5 o'clock comes on a Friday evening, absolutely, get on the motorbike and ride off into the sunset. That is the plan.
And tell me just your own family background. You know, after leaving school, did you have a sort of career path that you thought you might be going down?
No, I actually went to Dublin. I think the day after I done my leaving cert, I heard there was a chance of a job in a pub in Dublin, and away I went, and I started there, and I spent 6 or 7 years in Dublin. Great experience, great times, but I suppose the plan always was to come back to Donegal. At that stage, I never had a plan of starting my own business, but it's just evolved. I just wanted to be doing what I was doing, being on the road. I liked the idea of that, but to be fit to do it for yourself was the big goal. It was never about making money or getting rich or anything like that. It was about being fit to pay the mortgage, but to be doing it for yourself. It just evolved from there.
You mentioned earlier about, you know, there's a lot of people who have emigrated. It's great to broaden the horizons, to work in other places, and there are a lot of people who will come back, and in many respects, because of the technology and broadband everywhere and things like that, that the Donegal that maybe they're going to come back to actually has more opportunities than it might have had 10 or 20 years ago.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There are opportunities, remote working and that, but a lot of what they left 20 years ago won't be there. If you take little villages like Frosses, only four people start little businesses, there'll be nothing in. You know, when I grew up in Frosses, there was three pubs, there was, I think, four shops, there was lots of activity, and literally all of that is gone now. We're lucky the wee pub opened up again just recently. But, you know, if there was more incentives to get people to open businesses in rural areas, that would attract people back. Definitely would. You know, just as an example, there's a shop down at the end of the street that closed maybe 2 years ago. You know, if there was an incentive there for some young person could set it up, it's never going to make them rich, but it brings more life back to the village. And that's hard to beat.
And Dermot, if somebody wants to find out more about the business and indeed the various services on offer, your website is a good first port of call?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of information on the website. Generally, if people log on to the website, there's a tab on there where they can request a free print audit. We'll call out to their premises, have a look at what they need and put a price on it, go from there. If they go on to printsupplies.ie as our website, or if they want to email sales@printsupplies.ie, or we're still on the phone on 0749736333.
Well, my thanks to Dermot Darty, owner and founder of Print Supplies in Frosses. Just before we go, a few items of business news to mention to you. The local enterprise office in Donegal has announced that teenage entrepreneurs from St. Columbus College Stranorlar, Ross's Community School Dunlow and Loretto Letterkenny will represent Donegal at this year's Student Enterprise Programme National Final on Thursday the 7th of May. The students all took part in the Donegal Final, which was held recently in the Clanry Hotel, with around 850 students from 14 schools taking part. The programme, which is the largest student startup programme in the country, supports students to create, design and market their own business, all with the hope of reaching the national finals. The winner of the senior category for this year's county final of the Student Enterprise Programme was Shay McDevitt from St. Columbus College Tranorlar for his business SMD Detailing. In the junior category, the winning students were Cullen Boyle, Joey McGee and Aaron Mort from Ross's Community School for their business Everclean Sports. And the winner of the intermediate category was Danny Darley of Loretto Letterkenny for her business Danny's Magic Brush. And finally, Christmas may seem a long way off, but in recent days it was announced that there will be a charter flight from City of Derry Airport to Lapland in December. The special festive charter, operated in partnership with the Lapland Experience and award-winning UK tour operator Murray Travel, will depart from City of Derry Airport on the 18th of December with a unique day trip to the winter wonderland of Rovaniemi in Finnish Lapland. The families travelling will have a full itinerary of festive activities, including reindeer sleigh rides, husky experiences, snowmobile adventures, a visit to the Santa Claus village, and they can help the elves in the workshop and, of course, have a meeting with Santa Claus himself. Some way off, but something to look forward to. Well, that's it for this week's Business Matters. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. Until the next time, this is Chris Ashmore saying goodbye.
Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies. Based in Frosses, Print Supplies has 21 years experience delivering managed print solutions that save you time and money. With remote monitoring and local hands-on support, they take the hassle out of printers and photocopiers. Email sales@printsupplies.ie to find out more.